BYUSN continued coverage live from Frisco with Spencer at Big 12 Football Pro Day as we evaluate day one and look ahead to day two. Hear from Aiden Robbins and Deion Smith on how they performed and what they're hearing.
BYU defensive backs Eddie Heckard and Camden Garrett, in their own words, recap their Pro Day experiences with exclusive interviews. Aside from offensive lineman Kingsley Suamataia, who is BYU's next best NFL prospect? Let's go!
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. It's great to have you Friday, March 29th. Happy Good Friday, everybody. I'm Jerem Jordan. He is Spencer Linton, live from Frisco, Texas, at Big 12 Football Pro Day. Spence, how's Frisco this morning?
It's a little windy, it's warm, and you know what, Jerem, because it is Good Friday, we should start with some good news for BYU football and a little bit of breaking news. I've learned that Isaac Rex is working out for the Los Angeles Chargers today. So it
begins,
my friend.
That's why he was in a hurry to get out of there.
Absolutely. So he was a little frustrated with how things went yesterday overall, but Isaac's very hard on himself. It has begun. He's working out for the Los Angeles Chargers of San Diego today, and hopefully this is the first of many workouts that Isaac has, and it begins a long list of workouts that these 11 BYU players that are competing here will have as we push into the forward months. So, yeah, it was a unique experience, to say the least. The league certainly has some things they want to work through and some issues that they want to shore up. They want to make this a bigger and better event, and this is kind of a guinea pig situation for a lot of these players, 137 to be specific. But overall, it was okay, a little bit of a sterile environment, but the energy is not the same as it is at specifically BYU when former players are coming back and it feels like kind of a reunion. But certainly they're laying the groundwork for something that they hope can become bigger. And yeah, some breaking news, if you will, with Isaac Rex. A couple of other notes. Some people were wondering, like, why in the heck do you just have Friday off? Like, why don't you do half the players Thursday and then half the players Friday? Well, at least in part because the Big 12 is helping out by hosting NCAA tournament games in the Sweet 16 in nearby Dallas at American Airlines Center. And by the way, Jerem, I need to correct myself from yesterday. It's not American Airlines Arena. That's the home of the Miami Heat. American Airlines Center is the home of the Dallas Mavericks. So got to clarify things. It's a little bit of a
difference. Yeah, I was like, why are you talking about the Heat? Today. I was so confused. No, it's like T-Mobile Arena, right? Versus Center as well with Kansas City and Vegas. Whatever. It changes names every couple of years. It's hard to keep track. All we know is in Salt Lake, it's the Delta Center again, which is great. So,
yes,
good stuff.
Yes.
We do know, Spence.
Hey, we'll get going again for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was going to say, Jerem, like, once they get the Big 12 basketball situation out of the way in the tournament, then we get back to a full day on Saturday with six more BYU players competing. Ryan Rico might be the headliner there because he's on some projected NFL draft boards.
And we'll talk about
all that in the show. It's a big day. I know. Wild, right?
It's fun. What we do know is that yesterday, and we got word from NFL officials in Indianapolis, from the Combine and the headquarters in New York, that they have actually revised your 40 time from when you ran this a couple of years ago. It's been a hot minute. Here's a video. Now, we thought it was like a 5.1 or something. It's actually a 3.92. It is a world record on that grass in the baggy pants into a headwind. It is unbelievable. And Spencer, you just signed a free agent deal with the Dolphins. You're going to play on special teams. It's been a fun run with BYU Sports Nation. It's been so fun the last decade, man.
I'm channeling my inner Steve Tasker in the AFC East, no less. Forget the Buffalo Bills, great. I'm about to become the Miami Dolphins, great, and hang out with Chris Brooks, former BYU player,
Then
Daryl Bevel. You know, he's not directly a BYU guy, but his daughter Morgan played for BYU softball.
Yeah,
he's got some ties. He's best friends with Mark Pope. We got to use those contacts to get my in with the NFL. Let's go, man.
Yeah, well, hey, stick around for at least the rest of the show before you head off for the Dolphins. All rise and shout. It's time for What's Trending.
It's the beginning. We just got started.
The level of competition and just the expectations were higher here.
It was a good day to compete.
It's the beginning. We just got started.
Working day in and day out, pushing myself every day.
It's the beginning, we just got started.
Day one from Big 12 football pro days is in the books. Spencer, what stood out on day one?
It begins with Aiden Robbins, and I know that his numbers, albeit unofficial numbers, because we still haven't received official numbers from the league, but we're going to run with the unofficial numbers we have. When you look at what Aiden did, nothing is like eye-popping, for sure, until you consider his size, Jerem. He told me yesterday that he weighed in at 237 pounds. He's 6'3". He's more lean than he has been. So he's like, my weight is the same, but I feel stronger. I've built muscle. And he says he feels quicker. And the 4.6 that he ran, that's the same time that Tyler Allgeier ran. But Aiden is a much bigger back than Tyler Allgeier, both taller and in weight. And so he's hitting that speed. And he told me, I'm regularly hitting low 4.5s on a faster track, like the one at BYU. Spongier turf here, slower numbers for all of the players here. So the fact that he hit 4.6 at his size, people are very impressed. The scouts that saw Aiden Robbins were impressed with his just physical appearance, and then to have those numbers at his size, very, very noteworthy. Isaac Rex, speaking of impressive physical appearance, he looks clearly leaner and faster, and he's finally healthy. He gave himself a C grade yesterday. He was frustrated, but again, Isaac's tough on himself. I know that people are going to give him a shot because of his always impressive hands. He's a smooth route runner. He has an amazing catch radius. Those were on display as well. That really stood out to me. And then Cam Garrett, we'll hear from him later in the program. Jeremy, he looked fast. He ran an unofficial 4.47 on a slower track. Both he and Eddie Heckard feel like they can be lower than 4.4. Like they're in the 4.3s, they believe. So I thought Cam looked fast. I thought he looked really, really good in all of the drills. And it just, Jay Hill, I think, said it best. Like when he was responding to the unofficial time and video that I sent out, he said, draft him and you'll love him. So couldn't agree more. I thought Cam Garrett really did himself some favors yesterday on getting onto some NFL scouts' radars. And he feels like the prototypical undrafted free agent guy that could end up on a practice squad a la Caleb Hayes.
You're a great athlete. There's a spot for you in the NFL. And Cam Garrett running a sub 4.5, a 4.47 certainly helps there. Deion Smith, by the way, his broad jump of 10.5 would have been tied for fourth among running backs at the NFL Combine. So he thrived, yeah, especially in that space. And what the broad jump means for your ability to explode and to, in the case of a running back, kind of leap through a hole, perhaps, not in the broad jump way, but it shows the explosiveness in a bit, in a way. I like you, was impressed with Aiden Robbins' 4.6, unofficial. Why aren't they official, by the way? Why are we having a combine if they're not official? Can we lazy this so we just know? I am confused why it's not official and easily known. But a 4.6 unofficial is really impressive at 237. This is a dude that is one of the biggest backs BYU's ever had. In fact, he probably is, right? A regular starter who's run for over 100. There's no one as big as barefoot, 6'2", 237-pound Aiden Robbins, who weighed in at that, as you mentioned yesterday. Isaac Rex, he's got great hands. That's going to be his number one asset. He's not going to blow you away, per se, with speed or power, but his ability to just catch the ball. He comes from a long line of, not only in his family, but BYU tight ends. We're hoping he's the next Matt Bushman, where he can be on a practice squad and dabble in the 53 a little bit, and if healthy, get a shot. So that's pretty interesting. Would have liked to have seen Eddie Heckard participate. You mentioned that he's recovering from a foot injury from the season, so he just held meetings with teams. No official or unofficial results from how those meetings went, but we will hear from Eddie Heckard coming up in one of the four conversations you had yesterday with those guys. So I'm looking forward to it, man. Which brings us to tomorrow's participants, which are Ryan Rico, Paul Miley, Jackson Cravens, Atu Naisamahe, Max Tooley, A.J. Vongpacha. Who are you looking forward to seeing perform tomorrow the most?
I can't wait to watch Max Tooley specifically run, because he told me he feels faster than he's been in a long time. You heard my conversation with him yesterday if you watched the show. Max feels like he's the fastest that he has been maybe in the last 3 years. So I can't wait to watch him run the 40, watch him do his L drills, and see his side-to-side lateral quickness. I want to watch Max very closely, because I feel like he's a guy that could pop up. I mean, I feel like maybe he's been largely unnoticed and has been under the radar, I mean, we talked to Cam Meller, who's a longtime friend of the program and an NFL draft expert. He would consistently bring up Max Tooley and say, look, he's a guy that he fits the mold of all these BYU linebackers that maybe that don't, if they don't get drafted, they still end up as, you know, undrafted free agents, and then all of a sudden they're in the league and they're on rosters or they're on practice squads. Like, Cam Meller feels like Max Tooley can be that next undrafted BYU guy that is on an NFL roster. And I'm telling you what, with the increased spotlight, even though it's a quieter environment and it's strange and we have no official times, there are a lot of scouts here. I can promise you that. I see them all through the arena. A lot of faces here at the same time. And there will be more than a few that are going to be impressed with Max if he does what he says he's going to do, and that is he runs some really fast times. Like, he feels like he could be in the 4.5s. Jeremy, if he's in the 4.5s, like, come on. Like, that's going to impress for sure. So I'm probably most looking forward to watching him play. And then A.J. Vongpachan is another one of those guys that's just, like, in the right spot at the right time and always making plays. And his film is going to speak loudly. What can he do to supplement what is on film right now from the BYU transfer linebacker? So probably the linebacker is where I put most of my attention. How about you?
By the way, if Max runs a sub 4.6 and he's in the 4.5 somewhere, only 7 linebackers at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis ran in that space, right, out of about 15 dudes. Max Tooley's the one for me, super athletic. I talked yesterday about how I think maybe he could transition to safety if he's fast enough, right, because kind of a lighter linebacker. Granted, in this era, you don't have the 250-pound backer as much. It's a lot of sideline-to-sideline guys. Vongpachan is interesting to me. He just has too much production not to at least get a good look. He had 307 tackles in college, 26 and a half TFLs, 7 sacks. The dude flies around. He needs some good measurables today. And then I think he's going to be a guy that impresses in those interviews. Obviously, a lot of character from the BYU guys traditionally. So I'm excited to see what AJ can do, because he came to BYU to get an increased look, an increased exposure in a Power 5 conference, on national TV a little more, and I think he did a tremendous job last season. And so I'm interested with him as well. Kane, Paul Miley, Jackson Cravens, Atu Naisamahe do a little something to get a look somewhere as well. And then Ryan Rico, I'm interested to see what he actually does, because he doesn't need to do any of the measurables per se. He can just punt again if he wants and meet with people. So we'll see, because Ryan Rico appears to be BYU's next best prospect outside of Kingsley Suamatia, which speaks to my love of Rico a couple years ago when I said, hey, he's the best player on the team in his position. No, and Tyler Allgeier was amazing at the time, right? But it's fun to see that BYU's got a couple of guys in the mix. And if you want to compete and be good in the Big 12, you need to have NFL guys. And so hopefully this crop of guys includes Kingsley and several more that stick as either late draft picks or free agent signing type of guys, because I don't know that BYU is ever going to compete for Big 12 titles if they don't have several guys a year in this mix.
Yeah, I'd like to have the scenario continue where BYU is putting multiple guys into the league, whether it's through draft picks are awesome, okay? I would love to have BYU get at least 2 guys drafted, because then that would mean 11 draft picks in the last 4 seasons, which is almost 3 per year. That's incredible and a stark contrast from what BYU was doing largely at the end of the Bronco Mendenhall era and even in the early years of the Satake era. Like, if we could see 2 draft picks, that would be super beneficial, but whatever. If it's 1 and then you have a couple of guys that make rosters and get onto practice squads, they're still in the league, and then we're just pointing to the overall number. Ryan Rico is going to be on a team. I believe he will make a roster, and I don't know how much he can improve his stock tomorrow. I feel like him, if he decides to punt and go through all of the drills, it will just solidify what he already is, which is late 6th or 7th round projection as a punter. So again, I don't know how much he can raise his stock, but he can certainly put a stamp on like what he's already done in Indianapolis and be like, see, I'm just validating again what you already know about me. I'm awesome. I've got a huge leg, and I'm gonna be super consistent. I'm versatile in my ability to kick different types of punts and pin teams deep in territory. Like, he can be a weapon for a team. So that'll be fun to watch tomorrow as well if he decides to go through all the drills.
And you'll have complete coverage of that, and we'll talk about it on Monday's BYU Sports Nation. Opinion for later. We'll discuss it later. Two picks for BYU. Not enough. Not enough. Need that to be in the 3 or 4 range. We'll discuss that later. Mm. Our question today is this.
Okay.
Besides Kingsley Suamataia, who's BYU's best NFL prospect? Johnny Linehan on X. I wonder what he's going to say. Besides Ryan Rico, who is BYU's best NFL prospect? Asterisk. Very nice, Johnny. Very nice. Continue to weigh in on X, Facebook, and Instagram. More from Spencer coming up from Frisco. BYU Baseball hosts Kansas today. Doubleheader. Game one begins at 2:30 Eastern time on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. And BYU Radio. Cougars lost 11-1 yesterday. Looking to bounce back in games 2 and 3 today. Up next, Spencer's one-on-one with running backs Aiden Robbins and Deion Smith from Big 12 Pro Days. This is BYU Sports Nation. Cougar Sports play-by-play. My name is Jerem Jordan. More from Spencer Linton in a moment from Frisco, Texas. Yesterday, after Pro Day for some of the skill position players and the secondary, lots of great conversations from Spencer Linton. We begin in this portion of the program with the beast, 6'2", 237-pound Aiden Robbins, who spoke with Spencer after Pro Day.
Aiden, let's just start with straight up, and you just finished all of your performance today. How would you sum up how things went for you today at the first ever Big 12 Pro Day?
Yeah, I think I did really good. I think I got a chance to, you know, showcase my ability, showcase my versatility, and, you know, show these guys what I'm all about physically. So,
which event do you feel like you showed that ability the best in?
Honestly, all of them. Just showing, you know, my strength on the bench press, showing my power in the broad, and just showing my breakaway speed in the 40. And then getting out during the drills and showing them I can catch and I got good feet.
Let's talk about the 40, because in doing some interviews with some of your former BYU teammates, they feel like the field is a little spongy, it's a little bit slower. So how was the 40 in the field today for you?
It was good. They cut our warm-up a little bit short. So the first one, I definitely could feel it. Felt the difference a little bit compared to my training and some of my mock events. And that second one, you know, kind of getting loose, I definitely felt like, okay, now I know I got to pick my feet up a little bit more and drive a little bit more. Definitely felt my second one was faster than my first, for sure.
No official times have been revealed as of this moment, but, I mean, what are you hearing that you ran in that second one?
Yeah, there are a lot of the people I talked to, my trainer, Justin, them timed me around like 4.53 range. So definitely a little bit slower because I know I can run faster. I've ran faster laser time, ran 4.45 and a 4.49 laser in my training. So, yeah, you can definitely tell the turf is a little, just slightly, but, you know, I'm still pleased with my time considering, you know, my height and weight. So.
Certainly. And you've spent a ton of time. You've really dedicated yourself to the craft of getting in shape, getting physical, getting stronger and faster. So what have your workouts in your over the past 2 months in your life been like?
It's been really intense. You know, a lot of physical work, but a lot of mental as well. Just dissecting film every day, watching all 32 NFL teams, their schemes, how I feel like I personally will fit in their schemes, protections, et cetera. And then, you know, the physical part, 2 workouts a day, intense workouts, very intense workout regimen, and then obviously recovery, man. You know, massages, stretching 3-4 times a day, eating right, man, just everything all leading up until this moment, man. And shout out to my trainer, Corey Taylor. Back in Louisville, Kentucky, man. Been training me since I was a little boy, about 12 years old. And just appreciate him for everything, man. He's here today, so I'm glad he got to see me, you know, live out my dream.
Outstanding. No, it's no shortage of, like, very, very detailed approach to this with everything you just talked about. But now that it's over, what are you excited to eat, Aiden?
Not going to lie. I'm going to get me some Mexican food, some fried chicken, all that. I'm probably going to go tonight. I know it's the mandatory dinner. Might eat that, might not. I just know somewhere around here, because I know Dallas, Frisco area got really good food. There's some fried chicken out there somewhere that's getting eaten. So
a celebratory meal. Yeah, it's going to happen. Obviously, after you do something like this, teams are going to show some more interest and be reaching out to you. But what is the interest in you been like leading up to this event?
Honestly, it's been – higher than I expected, I'm not going to lie. I had a productive second half of the season. Honestly, I missed the first half of the season with my broken rib. And, I've been interviewing with a lot of teams, filling out a lot of questionnaires. They've been reaching out to me over the course of the past 2-3 months. They've been really good. Had a few interviews last night and looking forward to having some more tonight.
When you're trying to we're talking about milliseconds and just to be that much faster and that much twitchier, like, how have you improved the most, do you think, in that regard?
I would say flexibility played a really big part in that. And then changing my body composition. I'm not going to say I had a bad body comp at BYU. I'm actually right now my playing weight. I weighed in yesterday at 237. I played the season around 237. However, I wanted to change my body comp, get a little bit leaner, get obviously my more upper body strength, and, work on a lot of those fast twitch muscles. I did yoga every week. I did Pilates. Had to eat right, obviously. Drink right. I drank nothing but milk, protein shakes, water, body armors. It's all I drink for the past couple months. And then just getting, my proteins, getting my carbs, getting my greens, and then working out, man, and just doing it. And then getting home, getting on my iPad. Shout out to DV Sport, man, and those guys upstairs back at BYU, for providing me that and allowing me to dissect film.
Hey, well, it's paid off. And you talk about all that again. I'm just excited for you to eat fried chicken, man. Like,
fried chicken, fried catfish, so anything fried, man. Just, I'm eating something fried, man. I'm from Kentucky, bro. I ain't gonna lie. My favorite meal is fried catfish, collard greens, mac and cheese, man, and some honey butter cornbread. My mother makes that. When I go back to Atlanta here in a couple weeks, I have her make that for me, a celebratory dinner. So
get this man some comfort food. We'll finish with this, Aiden. What do you feel like you would offer to an NFL team right now?
Honestly, just aside from a great person in the locker room and a personality, you're getting a passionate football player, someone who just wants to win, man. Willing to do whatever to get on the field, and, a versatile back as well. A mixture of speed, strength, and powers. I don't think there's a whole lot of guys built like me and can do what I do as a running back, and I feel like that's what I bring to the table.
I think Oklahoma and Oklahoma State's defenses would concur with what you just said, Aiden.
Yeah, absolutely. I take pride in finishing runs, pass protection, and catching out of the backfield, just being a complete back, man.
Congratulations, Aiden. We wish you the best luck. Can't wait to watch your journey.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Aiden Robbins, hopefully he did have a great dinner last night, because all that food sounds amazing. That's awesome. Next up is Deion Smith, another running back from BYU, happens to also be an employee here at BYU TV. We like Deion. He does great work behind the scenes here. Here's Spencer with Deion Smith yesterday.
Deion, how would you summarize Big 12 Pro Day and the first time that a conference has ever held this type of event?
Yeah, I feel like it went great. There was a success. I feel like this is a great opportunity, because you have the combine. It's such a big stage. Whenever you have pro days at individual schools, I feel like it's okay, but there's only a certain amount of scouts that are there. And essentially, the level of competition has a ceiling, I feel like. Whenever you're here in an environment to where you have all the other schools in your conference, all the other guys that you go against all season, I feel like the level of competition is a little bit higher. So ultimately, I feel like it was a great experience, and I feel like this is something that should keep going.
What did you do best today, in your opinion?
I feel like I ran well. My position drills were well. There were some things that I feel like I could have did better, but for the most part, I feel like I ran efficiently. I was fast. And in the drills, I just tried to be as smooth as possible and showcase my ability in the pass game. And so I feel like I did a good job doing those things.
Where did you feel like you have improved the most as you prepared for this event over the past few months?
Yeah, I feel like it was my 40, just getting faster and just improving on my short shuttle drills. It's like it's easy to change directions with the ball in your hand, but when you have cones that you have to get through for a time in front of scouts, it's a little different, So those are the things that I felt the most confident about coming in, and I feel like I executed them well today.
How do you handle the nerves of an event like this with more scouts and more people watching in, a place that has as much history as, the Star does with the Cowboys practice facility and whatnot?
I feel like this is something that we do all the time. We've been playing football our whole lives, and, even on the college level, the last 4 or 5 years was dedicated to this sport and this craft. So for me, just calming my nerves, just kind of look like me focusing my thoughts on the fact that this isn't something new or outside of who I am. So that was kind of how I dealt with it and coped. And if anything, I feel like it gave me a little bit more of an edge just because I knew this was something that I've always done. And it wasn't like they were asking me to come out here and shoot hoops, you know? So, yeah.
As we tape this, we still haven't been given an official time for you in the 40. What were you hoping to hit? And again, that's with the caveat that this field's been a little bit slower for pretty much everyone that's run on it.
Yeah, you know, I was hoping to hit a low 4.4. You know, I'm hoping and praying that it's still that, it looks that way when we come out with the official times. But, you know, that's what I was aiming for, and you know, that's kind of what I implemented into my mind.
What would you bring to an NFL team that takes a shot at, you know, picking you up and taking a chance on you?
You know, just my versatility, you know, and even, you know, being able to, you know, give everything I have, not even on just offense, but also special teams and every other aspect of the game. So I feel like for me, you know, if a team gives me a shot, it would just be, you know, me utilizing my versatility and my ability in the pass game and just becoming a wrinkle for offensive play callers to attack defenses with.
Having gone through this now personally and knowing that some of your teammates are going to do this later today and some are going to come in and compete on Saturday, what advice would you give to them as they prepare for this mentally?
Yeah, you know, just calm yourself down, you know, just rely on the fact that this is something that you've always done and, you know, trust in your abilities. I feel like confidence is key, and if you set your mind to something, then, you know, there's nothing that can stop you.
Deion, congratulations on a great event, and like we discussed with Aiden Robbins, I hope you have a fantastic meal. In fact, what will the, you know, no penalty meal include here?
You know, kind of like Aiden said, there was going to be a ton of fried food, you know, a ton of catfish. I'm definitely going to give me some good Mexican food, a lot of quesadillas. So, you know, it's just going to be a lot of everything that my taste buds are calling for rather than, you know, what I need nutritionally. So
enjoy it. You've earned it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sounds like we need to try fried catfish. That's a big deal with Aiden Robbins and Deion Smith. Good stuff with Spencer. More from him coming up. We do want to let you know the BYU softball takes on Houston today. Doubleheader at Miller Park. We got baseball doubleheader, softball doubleheader. Let's go. 4 Eastern on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Coming up, the Big 12's only hope for a Final Four plus a Hall of Fame-worthy facial expression. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to Studio B. I am Jerem. He is Spencer. Let's get to today's headlines.
Beginning with this, Isaac Rex, Aiden Robbins, Deion Smith, Eddie Heckard, and Cam Garrett competing yesterday at Day 1 of Big 12 Pro Days in Frisco, Texas. The events continue tomorrow morning. Busy Saturday with BYU's Ryan Rico, Paul Miley, Jackson Cravens, Optunice Amahe, Max Tooley, and A.J. Vongbachan all competing.
Number 7 men's volleyball hosts Concordia Irvine in the final 2 home matches of the season tonight and tomorrow at Smithfield House, 9 Eastern on BYU TV both nights.
BYU softball got the bats going early yesterday, scoring 7 runs in the first inning en route to an 11-3 dominant win over Houston. Hunter Ava led the Cougar offense with 3 hits, 2 runs driven in. BYU and Houston will finish up the 3-game series today with a doubleheader beginning at 4 Eastern. Watch it on the Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
Baseball lost 11-1 to Kansas yesterday at home in game 1 of a 3-game series. Bryker Herdsman provided the Cougars' lone run with a solo shot. BYU and Kansas play a doubleheader as well today, 2:30 Eastern. On Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus and BYU Radio.
BYU's Jordan Tiffany finished 14th in the 200 individual medley relay yesterday at the NCAA Swim and Dive Championships in Indianapolis. The Cougars continue competition today and tomorrow.
Track and field is split up across 3 different meets this weekend. The sprinters and jumping group will continue competing at the Texas Relays in Austin, where Macy Taylor took 8th in the heptathlon. Very nice. Distance runners will compete at the Stanford Invitational, and the throwers will compete at the UVU Invitational.
BYU men's golf, 4th place after round 1 of the Goodwin Invitational in Palo Alto, California. The Cougars are 1 shot out of the lead after shooting even through the first 18 holes. Rounds 2 and 3 will be played today and tomorrow. Good luck.
Women's tennis upset number 31 Baylor yesterday 4-3 to improve to 13-4 overall, 5-3 in the Big 12. They were excited about it, as seen in that picture. This is the 3rd win over a ranked opponent this year for BYU. The Cougars host TCU tomorrow. And men's tennis lost 5-2 to number 4 Texas, but they host number 27 Baylor on Senior Day tomorrow.
And finally, Lauren Gustin of BYU Women's Basketball has accepted an invitation to play in the 2024 Women's College Basketball All-Star Game April 6th at 3:30 Eastern on ESPN2. She's one of 20 seniors who will play in that game.
Hey, that's pretty cool. Sign me up for a double-double for her in that one as well. Those are today's headlines. Now let's whip it. The Cougar Whip Around is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
Let's begin with this. Steve Young posted the following photos on social media with the caption, Jerem, quote, "At least you know I've always made the same face consistently across the years." I love this. Is this a Hall of Fame facial expression?
Yes, it is. The only player from BYU in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He can make whatever face he wants. He's Steve Young, man. He can just show up to the alumni game, throw a pick, throw a touchdown, totally redeems himself with that face. That was fantastic. What do you think?
I love mostly about this that the alumni game and what we did on BYU TV is getting so much national exposure. Like, the clip of him throwing the touchdown pass is showing up on all these massive football accounts because he's Steve Young. That is the power of a Hall of Famer, and I love it.
It's awesome. Yesterday, we talked about BYU's Collegiate Landscaping National Championship. Here are a couple of funny responses from people. Boney Fuller, go ahead, BYU fans, put that championship rose in your bio. Shot fired at Utah. And then from one of our producers and homies, Hema Haymooley. Where's your landscaping championship, Utes? Poverty Landscaping School. Which was the better response?
Because it's his birthday today, I'm going to give it to our guy, Hema.
Hey, happy birthday, Hema.
Hema. You've earned it. Yes. He also added this, like when he quote tweeted the initial post and said, "Rise and sprout." And I thought, that is so good, Hema. Well done.
That's awesome. Okay, that wraps up the whip. Number 7 men's volleyball hosts Concordia in the final two home matches of the regular season. Tonight, tomorrow, both at 9 Eastern, right here on BYU TV. After the break, we continue our coverage from Big 12 football pro days with interviews with Eddie Heckard and Camden Garrett. This is BYU Sports Nation.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
I think me and Cam was the best people out here.
I think the main thing is consistency. You know what you're going to get from me every week.
We'll be back and ready to go by the NFL season for sure.
Oh, the Jay Hill turned Weber State BYU guys. Good stuff with Eddie Heckard and Camden Garrett. We begin a couple of those conversations with Eddie Heckard, who've overcome a lot of tragedy in his life to be a very good college football player and NFL prospect. Here's his conversation with Spencer yesterday.
Eddie, lighter day for you here at the Big 12 Pro Days. What went into your decision to not participate in as much and just kind of rely on the film that you've already put out there?
Just not being able to perform because of my foot right now, you know, not wanting to push it and make things worse. That was basically what went into my decision not to push anything and get out here and want to compete. You know, I wanted to, but just had to make the smarter decision. Yeah.
That's not to say that you don't get to interview with teams and impress them that way. So how do you prepare for that interview process at an event like this?
I've been with the agency I signed with. They've been taking me through scouting, like mock meetings or whatever. So I've been doing that since I've signed with them in January and just getting comfortable with it, understanding the questions and how to answer them. So I feel like I've been very comfortable meeting with scouts so far.
You referenced the foot. Most people don't know what you were dealing with last year in multiple facets. Like, you had a broken back, technically speaking, a broken foot. How much did you have to, like, how affected were you by those two injuries last season?
I don't know. When I got out there, sometimes I didn't feel good. Most of the time I did, though, thanks to our training staff and Skyler and Kobe. But, you know, I just had to play. Like, I mean, there was no reason to come to BYU if I wasn't going to get on the field. So I had to play through whatever I was going through, and that was the main focus and my main goal. So that's why I played all 12 games.
Warrior mentality. When did the foot become a primary issue for you?
Really, when I was training, I felt it the most. When it popped, like when it broke. So that's when it was the biggest issue, and I couldn't do anything else on it. But other than that, it was a minor issue. My back was more of a problem or whatever. So yeah.
Okay, so how close to 100% are you between your back and your foot and being able to work out for teams?
Right. My back is at 100 right now. I think I just needed a break off of it from tackling and doing all that. Back is at 100. Foot will be at 100 in 3 weeks, so I'll be ready to go soon.
So what are you hoping happens over the next few weeks as, again, teams get in contact with you? What is the hopeful process here?
I hope they understand that I'm the best. That's for real. Like, I watch people. I've been watching. I've seen a lot of people's stats. They don't compare. I feel like I'm the best playmaker. And, I mean, that's what the name of the game is, to make plays. And I made a lot of them last year for us. And I done seen a lot of other people not make them. So, I mean, if you want a playmaker, you got to grab me.
Hey, the technician and the film, it speaks for itself. Everybody's interested in numbers, and let's say that you were 100% healthy today and you're running the 40. Like, what's a time that you are putting up that you feel like you could put down, if you can reveal that?
I would have ran good. Let's say that. I would have ran what they wanted to see. I'm not going to put a number out there, but it would have been what they wanted to see for sure.
What about on the bench? Because everyone's like, oh, you should see Eddie bench.
Right. On the bench, let's just say I was going to do 25 or more.
Okay,
20. Number on that.
Or more.
Right, yeah.
All right. Okay, that's an impressive number. Where do you feel like you have grown the most in the 2.5 months of training you did in Denver after the football season got over?
Changing my body. New habits. I mean, you're not doing nearly as much football stuff as far as like with cleats you're running, but like with a football, but just transitioning into a whole nother like world as far as like almost becoming a track guy or just doing more stuff like that. And to me it was fun though, just getting outside of that football thing. And I mean, when you know you're about to get judged on like some workouts like that you're just starting to do consistently for 3 months or 3 months ago, it's kind of a little bit stressful or whatever, but you can't control it. You got to do it. So I was good. I was going to be good regardless. I feel like I was going to test great. And whatever the foot means and why it happened, like, I feel like it's going to be for a good reason at the end of the day.
You had a chance to watch your good friend Cam Garrett compete and perform today. How'd you feel Cam did as you were observing him?
I feel like Cam was the best out there, honestly. And that's no biasness or nothing. I was looking and I was applauding people that looked good and keeping my mouth closed on the other ones. But, yeah, I thought Cam was the best. I thought our coaches, Coach Hill and all the coaches from Weber to BYU prepared us well for this. And I don't think like we will have a problem once we get our shot. I think he looked good and I would have looked good for sure.
So, I mean, I clocked Cam at about a 4.47, 4.48 unofficial. Are you faster than Cam right now, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm faster than Cam. I'm faster than Cam. So, yeah, that'll let you know a number right there. I would have ran faster than that. I mean, but yeah, Cam had a good time, you know. Yeah, that's unofficial. Official Cam really like a 4.41.
Okay.
And I'm faster than that, so
ooh.
Yeah, you feel me?
Okay. Let's get to the laser times, right?
Right.
Okay. When you go and work out and compete for teams, whatever the team is across the league, what type of player they're getting if they bring in Eddie Heckard?
I mean, you could put me at outside corner, inside corner, strong safety, free safety. I could tackle. I could catch the ball. I break up the ball. I could blitz. I could get the ball out from the quarterback. Everything I did last season, that's what the team get. I mean, and I've been doing it since I've been in college. So that's what the team get. And a lot of people can't say they can do all those things. So, you know.
Versatility is the name of the game for sure. We'll finish with this. Once you are done working out for teams and training, because it's been strict, and this has been one of my favorite questions today, is like, what do you eat as your cheat meal once it doesn't matter for a little bit?
See, me, my diet has been so, like, important right now because I've been healing a bone fracture. So I think as I'm as the draft is approaching and things like that, I got to keep it up just to make sure my foot stays strong. But, I mean, I've been wanting to eat chips. I've been wanting to eat, you know, just a burger, some wings or whatever. But I don't know when I'm going to get that chance because I know once you get there, I'm trying to stay. So maybe it just might be a never thing or some years down the line. Next offseason, maybe. Yeah, you know.
That's true dedication to the craft. Okay, you mentioned the versatility. Who do you try and emulate in the NFL right now, or maybe a comparable to a guy that's as versatile as you are?
Versatility-wise, I think Jalen Ramsey. We got two different body frames, but I think he does what I said. Like, he plays inside and out consistently, and he guards tight ends to – the number one receiver. So I would say Jalen Ramsey, but I watch everybody and just try to take a little bit from here and there just because, I mean, they all do something good. That's why they're there. So take what they're doing good and, yeah, try to be great at that.
Eddie, love the composure. Love the steady, confident approach. We appreciate the time, and we'll see you down the road.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
Steady Eddie, man, he was a ball hawk. So many great plays for BYU last year. Important plays. He's finding the end zone. That dude had some great attributes that hopefully translate to the next level. So hopefully he gets healthy, like you said, in the next 3 weeks and then gets an opportunity. Also, another transfer from Weber State who made an impact last year at cornerback was Camden Garrett. Here he is with Spencer.
Cam, I had the opportunity to ask your good friend Eddie Heckard how he thought your performance went today, and he said, I'm being unbiased. I think he was the best of the group out there. So high praise from your friend. What did you feel like you did well today at the combine?
I think I ran well, and I also think my drills were smooth. My change of direction was good. I think that's what matters when you play my position. So,
what event did you feel like you did the best in today?
My 40. And I actually can't just say one. My position drills, too. That's like butter to me. I've been doing it since I was maybe 12, 11 years old, so I can do those in my sleep.
Where does that type of confidence come from? Because sometimes nerves can take over in an event like this.
I mean, the confidence comes from the work you put in. You know, this is just another day in the office. We've been doing these things forever. It's just scouts here, fans here. So, I mean, I play in front of 60,000. Thank you, Cougar Nation, helping me out. But, yeah, it's just confidence coming from the work you put in, preparation.
Now, I saw a couple of different stopwatches that had you as a 4.47 unofficially. People have been saying this is a little bit of a spongier, slower field than some you've run on. Eddie said, look, Cam can run a 4.41. Like, where would you clock yourself at? Like, where would you put that time at? Where on a field that you like?
Man, I can keep up with the fastest. So whatever you think, 4.4 is good, but I know film is what matters at the end of the day. So check my film. This is just another, just check the box.
Eddie, I asked him to give us an NFL comparable, and I'm interested to hear your take on that. Like, what NFL player do you emulate, or is this comparable to your style of play that you would bring to the professional league?
That's a good question. I think I take a lot of things from a lot of different players. AJ Terrell, Marshawn Lattimore, Jalen Ramsey, you know, Xavier Howard, just guys like that. I think my game more translate Marshawn Lattimore. I think he's a little bit heavier than me, but I just admire his consistency. I think one thing when you turn on my film and you ask my coaches, consistency is my middle name, and I think that's the most important thing playing my position. Yeah, I think just those guys picking up things from them and adding it to my toolbox.
I don't know how many interviews you've done and how many teams you've met with at this point. Maybe it's only a handful, but what's that process been like for you here in Dallas?
Been trying to enjoy it. You know, this process, it can get stressful because a lot of it is out of your control. But you just got to realize you're here for a reason. God didn't put you here for nothing. And so you just take everything with a grain of salt, keep pushing, keep working like I've been, and everything will work out how the Lord wants it to.
Again, fantastic afternoon and showing for you. Is there anything you want back? Like, I wish I could do that one again. If so, what would it be?
Yeah, my jumps, my vertical jump. I think I was at like a 31 or something. I'm not a 31 jumper, but it's okay. you know, it happens. So, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's not the best thing, but, you know, I wish I could have it back, but, you know, it's in the past. Can't do anything about it.
What's it been like for you to be with your BYU guys? You know, there are 11 total of you that made the trip out here. What's that camaraderie been like preparing for something like this?
Man, I missed them. I haven't seen them. Well, I've seen Max and Jackson because I've been training with them. But, you know, Isaac, Dion, Aiden, even Ed. I didn't see Ed for 3 months, and we lived together basically for 5 years. So, yeah, I missed them. It was good to see the guys. And you know, I think everybody do well, and all the people after, you know, tomorrow and Saturday, they'll do great.
I know that your brotherhood with Eddie runs deep and it's strong. And he's like, look, I'm faster than Cam. And you're probably like, nah, dude, I'm faster than you. You've both got in a straight line and ran a race. How close would it be?
I got him by like 15 yards. I'm going to say 15 yards just to put that on record. Eddie's fast, but I'm faster. We'll leave it at that.
I love it. Hey, congratulations on a great event, man. It's been great to have you at BYU.
Thank you. Love being here. Go Cougs.
Go Cougs indeed. Good stuff with Camden Garrett and Eddie Heckard from Spencer and Frisco. Hopefully those guys will get a chance. Eddie certainly has a really nice resume over his time. Cam Garrett put some nice drills down yesterday in that 447 unofficial. Gets you a look. It at least gets you a tryout. And for some of these guys, that's all they need. Jay Hill's influence, bringing those guys down from Weber State, certainly helped the Cougar defense last year. And hopefully they'll help out some professional teams coming up this fall. Okay, besides Kingsley Suamatia, we'll answer this after the break in the Elite Voice. Who do you think is BYU's best NFL prospect? More responses to the question of the day as BYU Sports Nation continues.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation from Frisco, Texas, with Spencer at Big 12 Football Pro Days. I'm Jerem Jordan, Studio B in Provo, Utah. Our question of the day, besides Kingsley Suamatia, who's BYU's best NFL prospect? Chris Cooper on Facebook, Aiden Robbins or Isaac Rex? Logan Barrett on Instagram. Based on his overall skill set and raw talent, I'd have to say Cosmo. Cosmo certainly would be a great NFL prospect. The athleticism is incredibly dynamic. I agree with that. Our elite voice of the day is presented by PAX, Healthcare Elevated. Nathan Anderson on X. I think Max Tooley's game translates to the NFL. He's got to prove he can stay healthy. Dude was a ball hawk, pick six guy. Max Tooley, we've talked about, we expect he's going to get an opportunity here as well, Spence.
He does have some bombastic highlights on the reel for sure.
Nice use of bombastic.
And when, and I believe he will, when he runs a 40 that's low 4.5s on this field, it's going to impress some people. Yeah. I expect him to look quick and to be very fast. You combine that with those bombastic highlights, Jerem, it's going to be great, really, really good and positive for Max Tooley coming out of Pro Day tomorrow.
Yeah, he's a five-year guy that was, you know, part of a special group that was kind of 2018-19. There were some young guys like Max and others who are going to be in the NFL. We're going to look back at those 2 years where BYU struggled, and I've said this before, but reemphasize now with this draft is, hey, BYU got some nice pieces that were here for 4 or 5 years in the 2018 and 19 classes. Pretty special. Okay, today's Rise and Shoutouts are presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We give it to the three men's volleyball seniors in Gavin Julian, Capono Brown, and John Stanley, who are playing their final matches in the Smith Fieldhouse. It's awesome, man. They've done tremendous all-time guys in different areas. Julian with the blocking, Brown with the hair slash the serve, and then John Stanley's energy and hybrid float serve has been awesome. Obviously, his dad, John, played here in the 60s for BYU, and pretty cool that those guys have been on the team for the last couple years. So rise and shout out to them. I've noticed there is a field all green ready to harvest behind you.
Yeah.
Can you, like, go out there and catch a touchdown pass or something? Like, is that possible?
Sure, why not? And you know what? We got to take advantage of the warm weather. I got my shorts on.
Nice, dude.
I already ran my 40 at a 3.92, Jerem. So let's go show the skill set in front of the Ford Center, shall we?
Okay. That,
so,
that yeah. kid looks like he's ready to throw the ball.
I'm gonna go play catch. We didn't script this at all. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, Spencer's running out to the field. He can hear me, but he can't talk. This is going to be a five-yard touchdown. Oh! The errant pass to the left slash near Spence. It had some heat on it, but it did look like a Dak Prescott playoff-like pass here. Okay, we're going for redemption here. In the end zone. Oh, nice. The grab, the touchdown. As Spencer Linton celebrates. Oh, the spin and everything. Oh, he's doing the gritty. He's almost too old to do the gritty, but it's okay. Well done. Our thanks to today's guests. Aiden Robbins, Deion Smith, Eddie Hecker, Cam Garrett. Sorry to Dennis, we ran out of time. The conversation continues 24/7 on X, Instagram, and Facebook. All of our shows are always on demand on BYUSN.com. For Spencer, I'm Jerem. Shout out to Mac Wilson. Have a great Easter weekend. Nice job in Frisco, boys.